One of the things I'm actually excited about this weekend is mowing the grass. And for the last couple years that we lived out on this 5-acre piece of property, there's probably about two of it that needs to be, two of the 5 acres needs to be mowed. And I'd been doing it with a push mower. But yesterday, I finally broke down and bought a rider and brought that thing home. And I did fire it up and take a couple passes yesterday just to kind of try it out. And it's going to be great, but it's going to take a little getting used to. The second I put the mower deck down and started, you know, to move, it just, I hear, you know, ting, 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 it just like starts, like, look, it felt like it was going to start kicking stuff out, like sending stuff flying, rocks or what have you, you know. Our yard, or the parts of the stuff that needs to get mowed, is, it's not a, you know, a putting green by any means. It's got a little, you know, little roughness to it. Nothing too bad, but I can tell it's going to be sending some stuff flying at times.
Yeah, my dad got his riding mower, his first riding mower, when we moved into that house that we moved my mom out of last fall. Remember, I was doing the show from my mom's house, mom and dad's house. As they moved in there in 1976, and that was the first big piece of property. There was just over an acre that had to be mowed, you know, and so he had to get a riding mower. And then he got, at that time, they were state-of-the-art. No one else had them on the block. He got the headphones so he could hear the baseball game.
Nice.
Or whatever it was that he wanted to listen to. So he fired that thing up and for his first time on a riding mower and seemed to know what he was doing, but he had the game on, you know. And it wasn't until after he came in and parked the thing that my mom pulled him aside and said, there's like three of the basement windows that you just took out with rocks.
Oh, no.
And they weren't big rocks either. But
spitting
the
rocks.
Yeah, they just cracked the windows.
Yeah.
And they're still, we moved out, they never fixed those windows.
they're still cracked?
They still have the little cracks. Yeah, they still have the cracks in them. They never fixed those windows.
Well, I'll figure out the proper, you know, depth and things of it. I definitely don't want to roll it like your dad did at some point. I mean, you know.
Well, that's because he was drinking and mowing. Yeah. You don't drink, so if you drink and mow, then that's one of the hazards, and you're on a ravine. You know he would end up going down that hill from time to time. But you don't. Yeah. Do you have any challenging issues with regard to hills or slopes?
I mean, the back half of the property, we've got a trail system, and there is kind of some hills to that. If I tried to, you know, get back there, I might get myself into trouble. I have to do that with a weed eater or something. But, you know, as far as it rolling over, one of the cool things I found out yesterday is the second your butt comes off the seat, it kills the motor.
So is that a new thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you even just stand up and it just dies.
Yeah, no, Jim Reynolds didn't have that in 1976. He didn't have that technology.
Them blades were spinning like a helicopter.
Oh, they were spinning when he was rolling like down the hill. Yeah, I don't know how he didn't
take
lose
off.
A limb or something or other.
All right, I mean, you know, let's have some good rider lawnmower stories. I don't know if you rolled it, you put it in a pond.
You took it into town and got busted.
You know,
can you take yours in?
Busted out a couple windows.
You're too far out of town for us to hear about you on a Friday night taking that thing.
No,
taking that thing into town.
Not going to do that.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you got a
riding lawnmower,
you got a good getting into trouble with your riding mower.
Jeff on the line, John. He wants to tell us a riding lawnmower story, something funny or crazy that happened.
Okay, what happened there, Jeff?
Well, I went to load up my riding lawnmower in the back of my truck. I put down a piece of plywood for a ramp, made a little semicircle, hit that ramp, and didn't quite make it in the back of my truck. I backed it off, put it in a little bit higher gear, and gave a little bit more speed, and hit the plywood again, went airborne into the front of the box of my truck, and smashed into the back of my cab.
Wow.
Push the toolbox into the back of the cab.
I was looking around to see if anybody saw me. I was so embarrassed, but then I wish I would have had a camera video of it.
Well, I've smashed out the rear truck window of my truck, too, so recently. Hopefully, you know, not in that manner, but I've done both, so I feel you.
And you were sober. Right, well, and you were sober and had to explain that to your insurance man at the time. Yeah.
I didn't even turn it in.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jeff.